This brings us to one of the most contentious points in apocalyptic teaching. Will Christians be left on earth to endure the horrors of the four horsemen and their tribulation? Or will Christ return for his church before this time and take us to be with him? In the words of the best-selling book series, will there be some left behind?
One of the most compelling events in the Bible is called the rapture of the church, and the Apostle Paul talks about this event in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
For the Lord himself will descend from the heavens with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord.
Christians the world over look forward to this amazing day. But can we be sure it will take place before the tribulation? The most knowledgeable theologians and Bible scholars disagree on this very point. If even the experts disagree on when the rapture will take place, can we at least pinpoint when the tribulation will begin? And if Christians are here at this time, will we be able to recognize that great dark figure of biblical prophecy, the Antichrist, when he arrives on the scene? Living in a country as blessed and free as America, a future so bleak is hard to imagine. But that raises another question. What role will America play in the last act of the drama? Will the United States side with the forces of God or the armies of Satan? And when will the great and final conflict of mankind take place, the Battle of Armageddon? At the start of the 21st century, the ancient past is always at hand to remind us of God's eternal truths. In the Megiddo prison complex in Israel, a prisoner was removing rubble from the planned site of a new ward when his shovel uncovered the edge of an elaborate mosaic, revealing what many archaeologists are saying may be the Holy Land's oldest church.
What's most exciting about this find is that it dates from the decades before Constantine legalized the church in AD 312. The mosaics there tell the story of a Roman officer and a woman named Acetus who donated money to build a church in the memory of the God, Jesus Christ. It's also interesting that the remains of the church were discovered near the plains of Armageddon, Megiddo, at a time when many religious scholars believe we're facing a very real possibility, the possibility of that last great battle taking place near this very spot.
Assemble yourselves and come, all ye nations, and gather yourselves together round about. Let the nations be wakened and come up to the valley, for there will I sit to judge all nations. Multitudes, multitudes, in the valley of decision, for the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision. The sun and the moon shall be darkened, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. The Lord also shall roar out of Zion, and utter his voice from Jerusalem. And the heavens and the earth shall shake, but the Lord will be the hope of his people, and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall ye know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no more strangers pass through her anymore. For centuries, man has believed that an end of this world as we know it would come, an event preceded by signs and wonders, mysteriously shrouded in the pages of prophecy. But as each generation continues, many ask the question, when will it be? Still others are adamant, declaring, the time is at hand. Bible researchers say that Armageddon is near, and the signs of its happening are increasing every day. Scholars point from the Bible to the newspapers and claim to witness the fulfillment of words scrawled on parchment long ago. But what are they finding? Some say the world is coming together as one, and that this one world will mark the beginning of the end. Man is going back to the Tower of Babel, where all the peoples of the earth were of one speech, and so nothing which they imagined to do would be withheld from them. Man is to unify and build his own stairway to heaven. The global economy marches forward. The United Nations cry peace and campaign for world government. Meanwhile, the Pope goes forth as the supposed vicar of Christ to gather all nations into a one-world religion, joining hands with Buddhists, Hindus, voodoo priests, and witch doctors. He tells them, "We are all praying to the same God." Can these things be setting the stage for what the Bible declared centuries ago?
So how much time remains before the last great conflict begins? The great prophetic clock of the end time prophecy seems to be winding down to that very moment.
The armies of the world will gather to fight the Battle of Armageddon. It'll be the bloodiest, most horrific battle in the history of mankind. Christ's second coming will stop the battle. All the world will witness his glorious return. He'll save Jerusalem and defeat the forces of the Antichrist.
Following Christ's second coming, the Bible tells us that Jesus will institute a 1,000-year period of true world peace, the millennium. In essence, he will show the world what life on earth could have been like had mankind chosen to follow God from the beginning. According to the Bible, all of this will take place at the end of the tribulation.
Nothing is a better motivator than to believe Jesus could come at any moment. That's why Jesus also urged his disciples to be ready, so we too must be ready.
Though we cannot know the exact timing of God's plan, he's given us all we need to know in the Bible. For example, the ancient prophecies are detailed enough to tell us of one key event that will begin the final countdown to the tribulation and ultimately to the Battle of Armageddon. What's more, the Bible also tells us who the key players in this final battle will be, and their names are very familiar.
According to the Bible, the Middle East crisis will continue to grow until it threatens the peace of the whole world. This will bring a world leader to the forefront who will be welcomed with open arms. He is the Antichrist. He will make a strong covenant with the people of Israel and bring a peace to the region. According to the prophet Daniel, the minute the leader of Israel and the Antichrist sign this pact, the great timepiece will begin ticking once again. 7 years of tribulation are then allotted before the final battle of Armageddon.
The prophet Ezekiel talks about the time when nations from the north will come against Israel. Led by a prince named Gog, most people believe that's Russia, along with other nations, Persia, which most people believe is Iran, Libya, Ethiopia, will come against the nation of Israel.
John the Revelator adds considerable detail to Ezekiel's account. For example, John tells us the size of the army that will be assembled for the final battle is 200,000 or 200 million men. John tells us he heard the number of them.
There's only one country in the world that could field an army of 200 million people, and that is China. China now has a $70 billion oil contract with Iran, ancient Persia. They can veto an Iran nuclear bomb in the Security Council because they're permanent members, and Russia is also a permanent member. China is moving in to become an economic world superpower and having enormous influence over Asia and over the world. They indeed will be that country that will field that army.
The world, according to the prophets, scientists, and military experts, now appears to be politically and geographically aligned to see these prophecies fulfilled. What role, if any, will America play in all of this? Most people think of the United States as a strong ally to Israel, but has the U.S. unwittingly harmed Israel in the quest for peace in the Middle East?
And if so, is there a price to be paid for these actions?
America is married to two ancient brothers, the Arab and the Jew, Ishmael and Isaac in prophecy. One marriage was because of black gold oil. The second marriage was over guilt, the death of 6 million Jews as America hardened its heart, closed its borders, and turned its head. There is absolutely no way out. The covenant that America cut with Ishmael over oil will not change. The covenant that America cut with Israel will not change. So America is in fact in the eye of the prophetic storm.
With the rise of terrorism in the Middle East and the situation with the Palestinians getting more volatile day by day, the nation of Israel has become the focus of world attention.